It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Yes, thank you, New York. Week in, week out, we hawk it, but it's for good reason. It's not easy to get into the top 10 in the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company. This show has entered and remained in the top 10 in New York AM radio since back in mid-2017. It's an honor. We recently came in number 3. And we thank you, the great listener of this program, for tuning us in week in and week out, and for relying on us to deliver great business content in any business environment. And certainly we are deeply sensitive to the very, very difficult situation that exists for basically all businesses out there, especially small businesses, which are the backbone of the American economy. And we appreciate that you're tuning us in and you're allowing us to deliver great, important business content. Tonight's show is presented by Investors Bank. As the world deals with the COVID-19 pandemic, and of course, our hearts go out for anyone that's affected out there, and we pray for all Americans, the population worldwide, to be spared from any further suffering. But tonight's show is going to feature executives from Investors Bank, where they'll be sharing worthwhile banking and business management recommendations. Unfortunately, everyone has been deeply affected by the life-changing realities caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, and many businesses will benefit from the practical financial information about moving forward in a drastically different way of life. We are going to have 4 distinguished guests from Investors Bank on tonight's program. We're going to open with Richard Spangler, the Chief Lending Officer. Then later on, we're going to hear from Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer. Then we're going to hear from Anna Oliveira, Retail Marketing Executive for the New York Region, and Michael McIntyre, Head of Business Government Banking at Investors Bank. We're going to open with Richard Spangler, the Chief Lending Officer at Investors Bank. Richard, thank you so much for joining me here on tonight's edition of Mind Your Business.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. Of course, you're very welcome, and thank you for taking carving out of your hectic schedule. I'm going to open with a delicate question. Of course, I'm not asking for anything to share anything confidential, but you know, during the COVID-19 pandemic, so a wide range of companies, from biopharmaceutical to metal fabricators to breweries, are retooling and switching their operations to produce protective clothing, gear for the healthcare sector, you know, kind of pivoting to adapt to the needs of Americans today. Perhaps you could share what type of businesses that our clients or have contacted Investors Bank to seek business loans to modify their manufacturing and distribution capabilities to produce goods that are in short supply.
What we've seen so far, and it is fairly early in the process, we've seen a lot of our clients that are real estate type clients that are using their facilities to store equipment, to reach out to hospitals that when they have large orders coming in that they're making space available, some hotels that are actually using rooms and using those rooms. And I think we have one down in Philadelphia that's actually working with a local hospital there. That is making rooms available to be used to treat patients for the hospital. Mm. We're also seeing other hotels that we do business with in our portfolio that are making rooms available to healthcare workers. So we're seeing more of a space and logistics issue as far as helping with the delivery of goods and services, not necessarily producing the products here, but helping in the delivery of the products.
Now, an important note that you're really bringing to the fore is that a situation like this really forces people to think out of the box, and there may be many businesses out there that haven't really wrapped their head around a way to pivot from their normal business operations And they really potentially can be creative and come up with ways that they could help Americans today, either potentially turning it into a business model even, you know, due to the environment that, that we're all living in right now.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to look back on this, and the business model for all businesses are going to be affected by this. And we're all going to learn how to work smarter, work remotely. There's a lot of things that we're going to take out of this that we're going to learn on a go forward.
Now, if I may, I'm going to move to the residential lending side. Certainly, yourself as the chief lending officer at Investors Bank, and again, reminding the listeners, my guest is Richard Spangler of Investors Bank, the chief lending officer. Regarding residential lending, so the bank recently introduced a mortgage relief program for households that are experiencing hardship as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Perhaps you can describe the mortgage relief program offered by Investors Bank.
So a couple things we're doing. We started off with just the waiving of late charges. Any late charges that would have normally been assessed for April, May, and June are just being waived. We're not assessing late charges on any residential mortgages or consumer loan products. So regardless of what day during the month people actually make that payment, they're not going to get assessed a late charge. In addition to that, anyone who is actually being affected is encouraged to register with us for our loan payment deferment program. We have a 90-day mortgage and consumer loan payment deferral program for anyone who's been adversely affected economically by the virus.
Gotcha. So people should reach out and they should go directly to the Investors Bank website?
We have it being done at the website. We also have it being done at the call center. We have people taking phone calls. Hundreds of phone calls going back and forth over the weekend, calling people back, going through their situations and completing the paperwork and getting them out deferral forms and just taking that 90-day burden off their mind.
Special. Moving to commercial real estate, the pandemic has sent economic shockwaves through the commercial real estate industry as well, of course, multifamily housing and development sectors. What are you hearing from your CRE, your commercial real estate clients?
So I can break that down a couple different ways. The first one I'll talk about is the multifamily, the apartments. There's been a lot of talk about people not making rent payments. And at this point in mid-April, what we're starting to see is people are still actually collecting rent payments. It seems like the question is going to be what happens for the month of May. But a lot of people, I would say that the April rents are probably a little bit better than what landlords had thought they were going to be. But it seems like everyone is holding out thinking May will be the month that probably has the most pain as far as rental payments.
Right.
In addition to the multifamily, the commercial real estate side, and it's kind of a tale of two different cities there. You know, we have shopping centers and retailers that specialize in grocery anchored centers, and those grocery stores and pharmacies are busier than ever. Those centers are all doing fine.
Right.
What we're finding is the other type of retailers, the retailers that are closed now, whether it's restaurants, and really the centers moved to a heavy influence of restaurants over the last decade. You know, centers that maybe used to have 20 or 30% restaurants, some of them now have 50 and 60% restaurants. So they're being hit very hard. In addition to movie theaters, in addition to gyms, businesses that are 100% closed down. But an interesting conversation I had the other day was just in reference to retailers, just clothing and just normal goods that are being sold by retailers. And the feeling is that they're not going to bounce back immediately. In talking to them, they said, you know, there's going to be issues as far as supply chain, getting goods and products in, clearing out what they currently have. We can be talking about maybe someone who's a retailer for clothing, they have the clothes in there that are for the wrong season. Those are going to have to get discounted. They're going to have to clear those out. They're going to have to get in the correct clothing for the right season whenever they open back up. And the feeling was that even if everything opened up on June 1, the floodgates weren't going to open. They were not going to have the right products for the right people on the shelves at that time. And that there would be a delay for those businesses to get ramped up back to, you know, normal operating and normal revenue.
Yeah. Yeah, so unfortunate, but that, of course, that's the reality. That's just the reality. Okay, moving along to the Paycheck Protection Program. Perhaps you could explain how does the Paycheck Protection Program work?
Paycheck Protection Program, it's got a lot of nuances in it. It is a very hot topic right now. Basically, it was an authorized $349 billion forgivable loan program to small businesses. to encourage them to keep their employees employed. These loans are eligible to be forgiven. They are for loans up to $10 million for a small business affected by the economic conditions of COVID-19. And basically what they're looking for, it's to fund 8 weeks of payroll and other benefits. And what happens is 75% of the funds have to be used for payroll. So the idea is to keep people employed. The other 25% can be used for non-payroll expenses. And they would actually have a deferment on payments for 6 months. It's a very hot topic right now. Many, many businesses were being flooded with calls for businesses that are qualified and looking for this program.
Got it. My guest is Richard Spangler, the Chief Lending Officer at Investors Bank. Have a few more questions. I hope it's okay. And Richard, again, I'm thanking you in advance for taking out of your hectic schedule, especially these days. Perhaps you could share some ideas how customers can bounce back when, please God, may it be soon, a vibrant economy returns.
I think the key to bouncing back is going to be how quick they can adapt to the new normal. I mean, there are going to be changes here. There are going to be things that aren't normal again. For companies that are out there today, they probably need to concentrate on lowering costs. The faster they can lower costs, I don't think revenues are going to bounce back immediately. Doors aren't going to open up, and I don't think there's going to be lines of people. There's going to be a lot of uncertainty. You know, people are going to trickle back out. They're talking about the recovery and opening of businesses may be staggered in some way. But I think shrinking their footprint a little bit, lowering costs is going to be huge, maintaining capital, being able to weather some type of an introductory period of time to make a comeback, you know, some kind of a slow reopening is probably what we're going to be looking at.
Now, Richard, of course, Investors Bank is one of the leading banks in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. But perhaps from the economy standpoint, do you know, in particular, any differences between the New York, New Jersey area and the rest of the country?
We are predominantly a lender in the New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania region. So that's really where most of our borrowers are that we're seeing being impacted right now.
Got it. You know, but just before I let you go, nothing really could have prepared anyone for what we're going through. But perhaps you could share a meaningful tip, perhaps from a mentor of yours, from your life experience, something that you could share with any small business, any medium-sized business executive today.
You know, what I think we've learned over the last decade is to be prepared for the unexpected. You know, whether it's COVID now, whether it was Superstorm Sandy, you know, crisis planning, backup planning. You know, there's a lot of things we had to learn there, and hopefully we have, you know, how to diversify your supply chain, you know, looking at, you know, where you get your products and services from or where you sell them to, you know, concentration risk. In banking, you know, we're all about concentration risk. We don't want to make all the same loans to the same types of individuals. You know, when businesses now look back and realize if they lose one supplier or if they lose one person that they sell to, you know, it can't close down their business. So I think everyone's got to look at concentration. They've got to look at their backup facilities. Maybe they need to do a better job of that, because we've seen multiple instances over the last decade where business has been affected. And yes, we cannot predict this, but it seems like there's always something else.
Folks, that was Richard Spangler, Chief Lending Officer at Investors Bank. You're listening to a special presentation of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC presented by Investors Bank. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Dorian Hansen, Chief Marketing and Product Officer at Investors Bank.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.